1, 2, 3, go!
I gotta testify! Woo! Woo-hoo! For the day I die, I'm gonna touch the sky!
Go shoot! Go shoot radio!
Come on! Let's go! Hey! Oh! Let's
go! Welcome to Coast Youth Radio! Coast Youth
Radio! A special edition of On the Potty. This is David Myers here. This is
Dan Goddard.
This is Coast Youth Radio episode number one. We've got probably one of the best looking people in the car with us at the moment.
One of the best looking Coast Youth.
One of the best looking Coast Youth I can think of. This guy's been famous. He's been in some I Agree With Dale.com videos. Two in a row now.
Woo!
Two in a row. I Agree With Dale. Good times. Good times.
He's got the number one.
Jesus is number one.
Who is it?
It's, we can't really say your last name, can we?
No, we can say his first name.
We can say his first name.
Phil H. from...
Terrigal.
Phil H. from Tezza. That's how we say it.
How about move in?
Yeah, you speak up a bit there, Phil H.
Cannot fit in.
Does anyone ever call you Flach?
Flach.
I'm going to from now.
This is a new era. We've already introduced it as Coast Youth Radio. What's it called Coast Youth Radio for, Dan? What are some of the reasons?
Well, firstly, we've just spent a bit of time...
There's your dad, Phil.
Oh, you better go.
That's okay.
It's going to be wondering
just,
where I am.
Just shout out. Just say, Dad, I'm on the potty.
Andrew! Phil's in here. He's on the potty. We're just cleaning it up. It's funny.
They're good times, aren't they?
Okay, so it's called Coast Youth because what we're on about in our youth group here at CCEC Youth is obviously youth on the coast, particularly the area around where we have church. But we're interested...
2250, 2260, 2261.
2260
represent! 2250, baby, all the way.
And so, in conjunction with Coast Youth Revolution, which is coming up, it's going to be
filthy. Heck yes, what are the dates of that? Phil?
I don't know.
Phil doesn't know. He'll know soon.
7th
to the 8th.
Of?
What's to the 8th? September.
September.
Woo! So, leading up to that, we're going to spend some episodes of the potty talking about...
Coast Youth. Youth on the coast.
and different issues. And today, we're going to be talking about... Boredom. Because
Kanye West gets bored.
That's right. Sydney Morning Herald thinks that Coast Youth are bored.
They do.
I think Coast Youth are bored. What do you think, Phil?
Yeah, they are pretty bored.
Why are they bored?
No imagination.
Yeah, got nothing to do.
Yeah? What do you mean, nothing to do? What do you want to see them doing? You want to see them in more skate parks, don't you?
No, I don't skate.
You want more beaches?
Yes.
More beaches.
Yes.
Come on, God. Give us more beaches. They can't get more beaches.
Yeah, there's just not enough beaches on the Central Coast.
Better surf beaches.
Yeah. Less people at the beaches.
Look, speaking of the beaches...
Oh, and speaking of boredom and speaking of Coast Youth, we introduced this a couple of weeks ago.
We never said we'd do it. We never actually did it.
But we introduced it.
We said... Yeah.
Once again, my idea, but Dan makes them way better than I could ever do.
Okay, let's get some music for it. This is the official music for Brawl Boys.
Yeah.
Woo!
Brawl Boys.
I'll be this person.
Who? Who's
this
that?
This person.
That's you?
That's me.
Okay.
And I'll be...
You just tell us who...
This person.
Okay.
You are this person.
Okay.
And you are this person.
All right.
Alright. On the streets of Wombe, a group of boys try to do it tough so they can look really cool. These aren't just any boys, these are the Brawl Boys. Shano, Tezza and Ahmed prowl the streets so people will think that they're looking for trouble. They aren't really, but it's tough to look like you are.
Hey Tezza, didn't you have your P's test yesterday?
Yeah, bro.
Did you get them?
Yeah, bro.
Why aren't you driving us around, bro? Where's your sweet ride?
Nah, bro. I just wanted to keep riding my bike, bro.
Why?
Dunno, bro. I saw some guy in a film clip doing it. Thought it was good.
But now you have a car. You can drive around and shoot stuff out at people from the window, like yeah and woo.
Yeah, bro, that'd be sweet. We could like burn out in Wombe car park and that.
My home was burned out.
Hey, Shano, you still getting that tat done next week?
Yeah, man, it's gonna look fully mad. It's like this mad wave with BB in the middle of it.
What does BB stand for?
stands for Broad Boys, you idiot.
I thought it stood for Big Brother.
Nobody stands for Big Brother. Nobody.
What are you guys doing this weekend?
Probably hanging at the Green Dolphin.
Mad.
Come listen in next week to hear all about Shano's tat and a weekend of fun at the Green Dolphin. These boys are too tough to handle.
Brawl boys, party time! Excellent. Oh, brawl boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Brawl boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? A doom bub. That was awesome. Yeah. That was awesome. Thanks for coming in, guys.
No worries.
See you, Shano. See you, Tezza.
Yeah.
See you, Ahmed.
Ahmed changed his voice a couple of times.
Goodbye.
There you go. Oh, Philip, if you were listening, you will be listening to us. You're one of our only listeners. when you listen to this, will you go, man, I want to hear the next episode?
Yeah, for sure.
What do you reckon is going to happen at the Green Dolphin this
weekend? They're going to go there for sure.
They'll probably have chips.
Yeah. How good are the chips at the Green Dolphin? Shout out to the Green Dolphin.
Oh, and you get,
let's
and you,
have a potty. One of our Coasties radios, let's have it live at the Green Dolphin.
At the Green Dolphin.
Let's plug the Green Dolphin without them even...
knowing where it is.
Like, no, without even, like... without them giving us any money to sponsor them.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just plug it. Let's just make the Green Dolphin the home of the Brawl Boys.
We'll probably have to pay to go in.
Yeah.
Why don't we make them sponsor us so we get money?
Yeah.
Or let's just do it for a amount of love, Christian love.
Awesome. Well, Coast Youth.
Come on, Phil.
Yeah, all right.
What are some of the things you do when you're bored, Phil?
I'll go on my computer, watch YouTube, or eat.
There's a pretty sweet game at Seniors tonight, a YouTube game.
YouTube trivia.
It was fantastic. You trivia.
Yeah.
Good times. But I reckon if you're a Christian out there, or even if you're not a Christian, you got to be careful when you go on the internet and you're bored, because there's some pretty stupid stuff on the internet.
Yeah.
So just be careful.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And YouTube.
I agree with Dave.
I agree with Dave.com. Hey, how was I agree with Dave.com?
Oh, brilliant tonight.
It turned out okay.
It was basic?
No, embarrassing when I did it.
Oh, yeah, because you were on it.
You were on it.
Actually, I don't know who listens to this. I better not say anything.
Okay. Well, let's talk about your secret from last week.
Oh, look, the secret got found out.
We did Aaron's say it on radio. Yeah, it means Aaron listens!
But I'll tell you something. When Aaron thought it was you and Rowena, he thought it was funny. When he found out it was me, he was annoyed. It just shows the way Aaron treats me as opposed to other people.
He loves us.
He does. Actually, tell you a funny story about what happened. You tell your part of the story and I'll tell my part of the story.
Ah, well, Tuesday morning, Rowena and I often catch up with Aaron first thing in the morning before the sun comes up. And Monday, sent a message to Aaron and just said, oh, look, Aaron, at a conference, we won't be able to catch up tomorrow morning. And he's gone, oh, okay, no worries, I'll have a sleep in. And at least I know my car will be safe. And I replied to him via SMS and said, it's never safe. And that's all I wrote. And then I sent a message to Dan, and
I went via Aaron's house on my way to work on Tuesday morning. It was about 6:30, and I had moved his car. But I talked to him tonight. Turns out his family thought I was robbing it. But that being said, the value they place on their car must be pretty low because nobody came out the door.
Well, it's too late. It's gone. All they could do is run out and get the number plate.
That's right.
Yep, as I thought.
And it's the same number plate as what we had yesterday. That's funny.
There it goes.
So boredom on the coast. People reckon that the reason why youth are like getting smashed up in there in a fair on Friday nights is because they've got nothing else to do. What do you reckon about that, Dave?
Crap parents. That's what I reckon.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do.
They're just letting them go on Friday nights?
Yeah, like back in my day, there wasn't an Erin Affair. No, there was. It opened in 1988 and it was called Central Coast Fair.
Oh, I remember that.
Good times.
Yeah, keep going.
What was your question?
People who claim that... like
boredom. Why people... Yeah.
People think there needs to be more things for youth to do on the coast.
Oh, I reckon... I said before, imagination. I reckon people don't have imagination.
Yep.
I reckon that's one of the things. I reckon there's a shallowness. People don't see that it's actually quite easy to have stuff to do just by hanging out with people and talking about things and stuff. But people are so shallow that
They think they'd rather go and get drunk.
Yeah, just get drunk and go smash things and smash yourself and smash other people and get in fights and hook up with chicks and...
One other thing, just while we're on alcohol, I mean, we'll probably spend another week on Coast Youth and your dad is, like, tapping on the windows.
Lock the car!
He's such a freaky guy.
He's a crazy man.
Does he ever listen?
He's a crazy man.
No, he doesn't listen.
He doesn't listen. We'll take. No, we can't take a photo with him in the photo.
Because then it will be revealed.
Yeah, it'll be all
what your it. Last name is.
So.
Have you finished?
Nah,
almost.
What? Let me ask him what. Don't say who you are. But just tell us, what do you think the. Lots of people, like in the paper and things like that, think that youth on the coast are bored because there's not enough things for them to do. What do you reckon the problem is with youth on the coast? Why do kids get trashed in Erina on Friday nights?
Because they're not listening to the potty.
That's it!
More potty!
There you go, I thought the answer was Jesus, but...
That's all right.
There you go, the potty. We talk about Jesus on the potty, and we'll have your son back just in a moment. Two minutes.
Dad!
Can you get my thongs from the... I left my thongs in the...
Thongs! That is thongs.
Sorry.
Don't want him to get cranky.
Yeah, so what were we going to say? What were we talking about? I was trying to start serious threat.
Yeah, he said listen to the potty.
Yeah, that is
funny.
It is funny. Guys, listen, kids on the kids. Stop talking. Kids. No, stop talking. I'm sorry, Dave.
Hurry up,
kids on the coast are searching for something. They're looking for meaning. So they're trying to find it in alcohol and things like that. And we'll probably have another episode about alcohol.
Absolutely.
But I reckon what they're really looking for is meaning, and you find that meaning in Jesus. Jesus is the one who gives life meaning. Without him, there's no reason for living. There's no reason for pursuing anything because in the end you die.
Yep.
But with Jesus, you realize there is actually something higher than me that I'm living for. It's his glory.
Yep.
I reckon kids need to hear that.
Colossians, like... Without even we've been talking about the cross at Senior Youth Group, and I think the cross should change your life. When you understand that Jesus died and rose again, that changes everything. We'll be talking about that at Coast Youth Revolution, 7th and 8th of September. But before you even get to the cross, just understanding creation. So Colossians 1:16 says that all things were made by Jesus and all things were made for Jesus.
Yep.
Just understanding that we were made by him and were made for him actually brings purpose and meaning to life. So Jesus... is the answer.
Yeah.
There you go.
Now, I reckon it would be worthwhile, Phil.
Yeah.
You, on the youth website, you said that you don't think that many people listen to the potty anymore and you don't want to listen either.
We don't know who the ones are listening because there are a lot.
If it says it's bad, I'm not listening.
Listen to this. I'm about to hire you. You are the new potty marketing manager.
Yes.
You're the one who's going to come up with the ideas.
Ideas.
And next Friday night, you're going to be getting up and plugging the potty in front of the youth group.
Combined. When everyone's together at
and
the
you're
start
gonna
of
talk, you've got to come up with what do you think, and this is your challenge, and it will give you stuff if you can do this. If you can double
what
our
kind
downloads.
Of stuff?
No, not even double
if
our downloads.
If you can just get us 20 comments from real people.
From youth group kids.
Youth group kids on 20 comments, we'll give you.
No, not in this week. I want genuine.
Yeah.
I don't just want him to go
well,
on.
Well, I'm talking
go,
every week.
I'm Bob.
No. We'll know they're real ones because their email address comes through to the back end so we can see if they're real.
So, Phil, you've got to work out how can we make the I don't want to say how can we sex up the potty, but how can we make the potty
more sexy,
more appealing.
Got to be careful with him. Sometimes says some bad words.
I think he just did. All right, so that's your challenge. What do you reckon? Potty t-shirts, potty flyers?
Probably not t-shirts.
Okay. Well, let's just leave that with him because I want to hear him actually speak. We haven't got him to say much. Yeah. Just give us a quick top five. On things you do when you're bored. Don't do spiritual things. Don't do serious things.
Yeah, we don't
just
care about your spiritual
life. No, we do care about your spiritual life, but we don't want to spiritualize everything. What are some things you'll do at home, like in the holidays? You're 4 weeks gone of a 6-week holiday. What are some things you do when you're bored?
All right. Number five, it would be going onto the computer and playing games.
Okay, number five. Number four.
Number four, getting out my lawn bowls set and playing by myself.
That's awesome. Nice. Even by yourself.
That's okay. Why it's number four. Number three is playing with someone else.
Number three is proudly brought to you by myspace.com/CY Revolution.
That would be playing basketball by myself.
Fantastic. Number five, number four, number three. Number two, sponsored by the Brawl Boys.
Number two would
and
be
oh.
getting my brother and playing electric laser tag.
Oh, that's a good way to get rid of supporter, man. Number one, sponsored by
Green Dolphin at OceanviewDrive.com.
It would be reading a book.
Yeah, give us a book that you like to read.
I didn't know you could read. I didn't think you could. Aren't you from 2260?
Yeah, 2260 people can't read.
I'm an extension English at school.
Oh, well done.
You're an extension English?
Yes.
Awesome.
Thank you very much.
Awesome.
Is that because you really
Yeah, talk? Number one, give us a book.
Oh, what book
Do you read the Harry Potter ones?
Yeah, I've read all them.
Hey, check the poll out on ccsyouth.com and you can vote for Harry Potter.
What ones have I read? I don't know that. Philip Pullman.
Okay. Haven't heard of him. That means you're well read. Because I've heard of almost everyone.
He's very anti-Christ, apparently.
Okay.
All his books talk about how bad God is. But I never realised that until Dad read it and told me.
You were just looking at the pictures.
I was just thinking.
The story was cool.
Yeah, the story was. That was good.
Hey, this is not your first time on the potty. Tell us about the one at Terrigal High.
Well,
would that be pretty much
the best potty ever?
No, it was bad because my sister was in it. And all her friends, and it was embarrassing because they tried to take over and I didn't want to say anything.
That was a pretty bad episode, Daniel. Yeah. Save us.
Daniel, save us.
There you go, we should
wrap
up.
Here. Let's
the best
wrap
website
up.
On the internet is www.ccsyouth.com.
I'm wrapping up.
CCSyouth.com. You should go
up. I should be on. I reckon I'd do really well on John Burgess' catchphrase.
Heck yes.
I think in catchphrase.
I think in Cathedral. What's that game?
Yeah,
I can see like in the Matrix. You know how they can see the greeny bits.
You just see.
I see Cathedral.
Lightwood.
I go.
And Darkwood.
I can see where I can go. Bang, bang, bang. There's the Cathedral in the middle. It's a game from New Zealand. Don't play it.
See, just when you said that, I thought of all these sheep playing chess.
Ah, that would be awesome. That'd be a great game. We should wrap up. CCSyouth.com is the bomb. Check it out. There's fresh content most days. I agree with Dale.com. There may be an extra video this week, an extended Dale singing to Plotty.
Oh.
It is hilarious. I couldn't fit any of it on.
And so, is your dad there?
No. Someone else. CCSyouth.com, CYRevolution.com, I agree with Dale.com.
All the dot coms.
Singunto.blogspot.com, eternalweightofglory.blogspot.com.
Do you have a blog, Phil?
Nope. Don't know what a blog
MySpace page?
Yes.
I don't know what a MySpace
page. Do you want to plug your MySpace page?
I can't remember what the code thing was. Oh, yeah. Philip355.
Okay. MySpace.com. Philip355. Well, we're going to wrap up and we're going to finish with some Kanye.
Careful he doesn't say that.
Oh, we'll just go back to this one here.
Ugh.
Yeah!
Come on!
Coast Youth Radio!
Coast Youth Radio!
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Everybody, yeah. Hey!
Everybody in the house, raise the roof off the car! Nothing's ever promised tomorrow today.
Okay, let's go.
Peace out. CCC@gmail.com is where you send us the fan mail. Bye! Thank
Bye.
You
for
coming,
Phil. Bye-bye.
That was Ahmed.